and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are talking about the OCD cycle. Hello, what's up, my friends? Okay, we got a good episode for you guys today. I know I say that every week, but I really want y'all to tune in and listen to this one. It's so important to understand. Some of you may be familiar with this already, but I want us to spend some time today talking about and understanding the cycle of OCD. Now, the reason we're talking about this is many of you might be familiar with the term ROCD. So this podcast, Relationship Anxiety Podcast, we talk about anxiety around relationships. But as specific as that is, even anxiety comes in different forms. So we can have certain topics that anxiety focuses on, i.e. our relationships, but there's also different ways that anxiety can manifest. We can have anxiety that just kind of, you know, generalized anxiety where it is just, we just kind of feel this low hum of anxiety around all the things all the time. And even within our relationship, this can happen where we just kind of worry about this and worry about that. And our brain just kind of spirals and we just feel that anxious sensations generally around relationships. But then we have OCD or relationship OCD, which is a flavor or specific type of where people might experience anxiety. And this has a lot to do with how we relate to the things that we think. So someone with just more general relationship anxiety might just worry about a lot of different things, and their brain might kind of just hop from different thing to different thing, and they just overall again feel some worry. Someone with ROCD is going to spend a lot of time focused on and obsessing on certain thoughts. And they're going to be very, very focused on figuring out those thoughts. And we get stuck in what I call looping mode. And that's the figuring out the need to obsess over and solve particular thoughts that our brains offer us. With OCD, it feels very, very important to answer certain questions, to solve certain things, to figure out or get rid of certain emotions and certain thoughts. The intensity is turned up really high. And so OCD will be very, very focused on a certain thought of, do I really love him? Is this really right? Are they the one? Whatever the thought is, our OCD will get very focused in on a specific thought, and that is the obsession. OCD stands for obsession compulsive disorder. So we will have certain questions or fears that we will get really obsessive over and really focused on. Certain anxious questions, certain maybe looks or silly things our partner might do or say, or hearing other people say certain things about their relationship, we'll get very obsessed over particular aspects of the relationship, or again, things that our partner might say or do, or just questions that we have. We will obsess over. It triggers a lot of anxiety, those thoughts that we tend to get. And then we respond to those obsessions with compulsions, or as I like to call them, urges. These are the things that we do to solve and get rid of the anxiety that comes with the things we obsess over. So we start doing things like Googling to figure out if we love our partner, or asking other people what they think of our relationship, or even just mentally spending a lot of time analyzing and analyzing and trying to figure out the answer to these questions. And that behavior will create some sort of relief or sense of, okay, I'm getting closer to solving this question. But the thing with OCD is, again, it's not about the thing we're obsessing over. It's not about if our relationship's right or if they're really the one or if we're settling. It's not about that. There are core fears that drive all of this. And it also is about how we relate to and interact with our thoughts. So someone with OCD has a very low tolerance for the random thoughts that come into our head. They want 100% certainty. So we can feel like, yeah, I think my partner, I think I love them, but we're not 100% sure. We don't have this 100% guarantee. Or I think they might be the one, but we don't have 100% answer that they for sure are the one. And that's because the questions that we obsess over are not questions that we can gain this absolute black or white, yes or no, 100% certain answer to. But OCD craves certainty. It wants to know. It doesn't like the unknown. It doesn't like having doubts. It doesn't like uncomfortable feelings. And so it believes if I can answer these questions with an absolute 100% guarantee, life's going to be perfect and solved and figure out, and then I'm going to feel good and peaceful and I'm going to be safe, all the things that your brain believes. But this is the trap of OCD, because we can't ever solve these questions 100%. No one ever knows 100% that they're with the right person. No one ever knows 100% that they are going to work out and be in love forever. These certain things that our brain obsesses on and wants this knowing and guarantee is an illusion. It's something that we can't obtain. And so what will happen with OCD is we will get stuck in trying to answer these questions over and over and over again. And we might feel like we solve one only to have another one that we answer and then another one and then to go back to the original question. And we get really stuck a lot on our healing journey when we think the answer is to solve for every anxious question that comes into your head. It is not, my friends. The answer is not to get rid of every doubt and solve for it. All that does is turn up the volume on that doubting, scared voice in your head. And we start getting more doubts and more questions and more fears because of how much attention we give them. What we water grows. So the more we give attention to and try to solve for or get rid of certain thoughts, the more we tend to experience them. So if you really find yourself in this game of, I have to know for sure, absolutely, they're the one, or that it's right, or I have to feel like this 100% of the time, or you're spending a lot of time constantly thinking about certain questions, right? It's not just kind of this general anxiety that jumps around from a few different things, and we're not obsessively spinning in the same question over and over again. And it's a cue that we are falling in the bucket of maybe more that ROCD, which again is really kind of that how we relate to our thoughts, the need to constantly solve and figure them out. And it's almost an addiction to mentally solving thoughts all the time and mentally solving negative emotions all the time. And an addiction to getting rid of certain feelings, getting rid of certain negative emotions, and getting relief when we feel like we've solved it. So that is, at a high level, the cycle of OCD and how it can show up within relationships. So this just kind of start noticing and be aware of when you think getting in a cycle is the answer, is one, noticing what I've defined here today, does this resonate? Does this fit with your experience within experiencing relationship anxiety? And two is, can you start noticing and becoming aware of how the spinning in your thinking is not serving you in the way that your brain thinks it is? All right. Thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. You have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk next week. Bye.